Chapter 4. Checkout time is 11 o'clock, Caleb said, stepping into his jeans. And we can't afford to stay another night. We couldn't really afford last night either, but it was an emergency. How much did it cost?
$40, which means I have about 60 left.
I have 50, I volunteered.
I know, I found it in your filthy pants. Your money's in the knapsack now.
Where'd you get 50 bucks?
They gave it to me. Told me to get on a bus and don't come back.
Caleb's scowl was fierce.
They gave you 50 bucks for a bus ticket so that you wouldn't hang around here and end up telling the police what happened to you. Those assholes.
I burst out laughing.
What?
You're cursing. All the time. It's funny.
I'm not living by any of their rules anymore, Josh. I'm not kidding. They think God doesn't like it when you curse, but God is just fine with throwing you out by the side of the road. Do you hear how messed up that is?
The laughter died in my throat. I did hear it, and I didn't want to. My memories of the time I spent in the back of that truck getting tossed around like hay bales were too ugly to contemplate. In spite of how lonely the hours afterward had been, I was glad that Caleb had not been there to see my humiliation. My most pathetic moment. There was a stain on my heart now, and I would never be able to remember my last minutes at the compound without feeling low.
Here, Caleb said, handing me my shirt. Let's go find out how much bus tickets cost.
To where? I asked.
Funny how I'd just gotten around to asking the most important question. It had been such a relief to find myself safe and with Caleb that I'd forgotten to worry that we had nothing and no one.
Western Massachusetts, he said immediately.
He shook out his sweater, another handmade item from his mother.
Where?
Remember Maggie?
Miriam's sister?
He nodded.
She lives in Massachusetts with her husband.
My mouth dropped open, and Caleb laughed.
You should see your face.
It's true. Her family knows where she is. They didn't hear from her for 2 years after she left. Then Maggie sent a UPS package to her father disguised as a tool delivery.
Their father was a metalsmith.
And there was a letter from her inside.